Yo, welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 106 today, and today, look, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I do want to share with you what's been kind of playing on, I guess, my mind or in my heart this week, and actually in the last 24 hours of even coming up to record this actual episode. I had some other things planned, but I wanted to really focus on this because I believe it's something relevant and it's something that I'm going through. So I feel like it's going to be relevant to you as I work through and help you understand it a little bit better. Let's not go down that rabbit hole of me trying to explain all that. But essentially, in lead up to this podcast, there's been a couple of things that I've just been dealing with, and they're nothing crazy. They're actually really simple things, but I think it's very, very relevant to what we go through, like every single person would go through. So I wanted to try and break that down and share that with you to see if maybe it can resonate with you and help give you some insight and some clarity as well. And what I'm talking about is, and I've kind of mentioned it over the last couple of episodes as well, is emerging opportunities and the demand that they seek. Now, we're going to dive straight into this pretty quick and straight, so let's get into it. It would be pretty silly, and I believe it's silly, but I understand that sometimes it takes us a little bit of progress and experience and time to really have the hindsight to understand that, you know, we don't realize that until we progress a little bit, but it's pretty silly to expect and assume that life is linear, to assume that life is going to always be the same. It's not the case. That's the reality of it. Even if we plan things out, even if we have been told this is the way things will go, they won't. Things don't always go as we plan. Now, sometimes they go better than we plan, and sometimes they go completely out of field of what we planned, and that's okay. That's what I'm here to talk about. I want to explain that sometimes these things are okay. Like, it's not a bad thing if things don't go the way we expected. There will come several, if not hundreds, of moments in your life where you will need to make some decisions. There'll be decision points of big and small, which I guess further refine who you are to become, but also further define who you will become as well. And that's why they're important. Now, don't get me wrong though, because I don't want to scare you. I love opportunity. Opportunity is great. Opportunity comes knocking and it means there's a chance here. It's like, can we make something out of this opportunity? You know, usually, it's usually of something that's going to benefit you, but you don't have to always say yes to opportunity either. But what I do want to say is that I feel when it does pop up, it's when you are ready for it, even if you think you are not. And there's a whole lot of context and reasoning behind that that I want to explain, and that's what we're gonna touch on now. But you see, when opportunity comes, it makes clear sense that we're ready for it, because usually when opportunity comes, it comes from a few different ways. Usually someone else is seeing the potential, and they can see putting you in that position to take up that opportunity is going to benefit them, but also going to benefit you. This is typically when we see it in like the workforce or in the corporate world, or even just in a normal job situation, is people will say, oh, you know, you could be good for this role, or, you know, maybe you could go up for promotion. They're pushing you into that next level because they believe that you're more than capable of doing it. And that's how that opportunity presents itself. Someone else, you know, bringing it to you. The other one is this whole idea, and this one could get a little fuzzy, but it's the whole idea around frequency illusion. Now, I think we've all been there in that whole weird and obscure situation where something captures our attention where we had never noticed it before, but then all of a sudden we're seeing it everywhere. Now, this usually happens when usually when you go to buy a car, you've never seen the car before, you've been introduced to the car, and now you see it everywhere all of a sudden, and that's because you've been made familiar with it. And I believe subconsciously when it comes to opportunity, it's like our minds know that we're ready to step it up, or it's ready to help us see new opportunities. Therefore, they become more relevant to what we see naturally. And it makes sense because it's the next logical step. So our brain subconsciously, and again, I'm not backing this up with anything. This is what I believe. Things start to present themselves in a way to us where it's like, hey, you know, check out this. And we become, oh, this is interesting, and we're curious about it. So we dabble a bit further, or we have a conversation. Yeah, that's what I think it is. You know, we've gained this confidence, or we get an inkling, or we start to have a conversation, or we're willing to ask a question, or we become more proactive to make something happen. Whether we know that's going to lead to something more, but we have that inkling. So it's our subconscious saying, hey, let's make this happen, which then turns into a new opportunity or leads into opportunity. Thus, we create this chance to get to the next level. We create this chance to get ourselves to this next level. Now, what is the point here? What am I trying to say? Well, whether we know it or not, opportunity will always bring challenges. It brings new demand, which is what we're talking about today. And it's not just byproducts of usually just more dollars in our pocket. I think a lot of opportunity does bring that. But sometimes I think it also brings with it a really big push and a big push and shove to challenge us to grow and to level up and to, you know, get to what is next. So these emerging opportunities, they give us a chance to make decisions at a fork in the road, for instance, right? It gives us a chance to decide, is this what we want? Should I be trying this? Or should I go ahead and gain this new experience? And a lot of the time, we have the idea of where we want to be or where we will be in the future. Again, coming back to, we can plan all these things out. We can have all these ideas, but we do not know the journey yet we will embark, only until where we're up to and then what we might think or foresee or expect. I mean, think back or reflect back to when you were 10 or when you were 15 or 20. I don't know how old you are. Like, go back in 5-year increments as much as you can remember and so on. And think back and reflect on how much ambition you had or what were the intentions that you had or the ideas that you had for the future and how they've adjusted and changed as you've progressed each 5 years. You know, it might've been you wanted to be a police officer or, you know, work in the fire brigade. And then as you start to change, you wanted to be a doctor or you wanted to be work in IT or whatever it is, right? And it evolves. And here I am now, for example, I had so many different ideas of what I wanted to be. And now I am running my own business and full-time reseller, right? And, you know, doing a podcast and doing YouTube. So things evolve. You know, I never expected that. You know, there was a time where I wanted to be a national parks ranger. There was a time where I wanted to be a marine biologist. There was a time where I wanted to be a video game developer. There was a time where I've always wanted to have my own business, but I didn't know what that looked like. There was so many times where things have changed in terms of what I thought I was going to be doing, because what I was doing at the time, I thought that's where it was going to get me to do. However, those things have also helped me get to where I am today. So they all do play a big part, but not how we necessarily expect it. So as we develop ourselves, as we develop our interests, and as we do this in time, we start to then realize what is actually important to us. Now, if I quickly jump back to our main point and, you know, the whole purpose of this episode, the emerging opportunities can come with a challenge, right? I said that. And it is this challenge, this short-term obstacle of usually being uncomfortable. It usually means we have the fear of the unknown. We become worried if it may not be the best decision. We're not sure how it's going to play out. So there's a lot of uncertainty. We might have a bit of FOMO, fear of missing out if we do it or don't do it. And then there's also, what about what will others think? Now, these are all valid things. When we have these new opportunities, we start to get a bit worried about all these things. And there's probably others as well. I'm just chucking out a few and they're very relevant to myself. But at the end of the day, the best question that we can be asking ourselves when we feel these things, and to be fair and to be honest, I have felt this when, you know, doing a long run, I feel these things, you know, when running a race event, I feel this when growing my business, I feel this when changing storage units, when taking on a new role at my old work, I felt this when trying to give a presentation, even doing this podcast or changing things on this podcast, which is one of the main reasons I'm talking about this. But I have felt all these things. I just wanted to make sure I'm very transparent about that. But the best thing that we can do, and something that I like to do, is ask ourselves and pulse check with this. Does this align to where I want to be in the current understanding and the idea of what I want today, what I want in 1 year from now or 2 years from now or whatever time period that you select? And this is all we can do because we only know what we only know. Like, we don't know where we will be in 5 years other than this plan that we have set. But then we know that the emerging opportunities will again pop up and we will start to, you know, swivel our way to where we need to be. So of course, things might change again. New opportunities may come, but we don't know that until they come. But the real thing that I want to make sure you know is this. This is what I want to make sure you leave this episode with, is the big hurdles, the big challenges, and the things that make us uncomfortable. We have to do those in order to get to the next phase. What that next phase is depends on you. Put it this way, if you have to pass a fence that is, you know, barbed wire, it's a barbed wire fence. Let's say there's no way around it. You can't go around it. You have to go through it. There's only 3 ways you can do it. I mean, there's probably more, but hear me out for this example. So the first way is you can either go under it and crawl through all the dirt. You might get dirty and maybe you'll miss all the barbs or just get some on your back as you squeeze underneath, right? It's not too bad. you can go between it and try and not rip or cut yourself. This way, you might actually get stuff below you, stuff above you, but you're likely to still get through, but you're just not going to be able to do it with a rush. Like, you can't rush through it because you're going to probably hurt yourself. Or you can go over it and try and minimize the exposure to your whole body. But again, you have to rely on holding one part down to get over it and not cut yourself. So there's multiple ways we do this, but either way we do it, there's a challenge. Either way we do it, there's some risks and there's some short-term pain. But this is what I want to leave you with. This is the point that I'm leading up to. Would you rather short-term pain for long-term gain or the same old with nothing to gain? That's what you got to weigh it up to. That's where you need to be really asking yourself, does this make sense to where I want to be? Is it going to be uncomfortable for a period of time? Yes. Can you get comfortable with that? Yes. Is the risk worth it? Maybe. Yes, no, I don't know. But these are all the things that you need to then use to help determine, is this going to be the best decision for you? And it comes back to that thing of pulse checking, of seeing where it's at, but also playing this perspective of, are you going to be comfortable with this short-term pain, knowing that it's probably going to give you a long-term gain? Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten, right? That's the reality of it. And I talk about this so much, but that is the reality of it. And I am talking to myself just as much as I'm sharing with you. Don't think I'm here to tell you that I've got it all figured out. I'm trying to be very frank and very, very honest. I will leave you with that. So I really do appreciate you being here. And I have just made a migration change of the podcast. And what I mean by that is I've moved the podcast from my existing Further Your Lifestyle YouTube channel. The audio side of this, nothing changes. If you're here listening via Spotify, via Apple Podcasts, or you know, Google Podcasts, or all the great places where you can stream this podcast, nothing changes to you. But if you were listening to this on the Further Your Lifestyle YouTube channel, the only change I've made is I've now migrated that across to my personal YouTube channel, CL Furlong. And the purpose and the reason behind that is essentially YouTube has given me the opportunity to do so. They've enabled a medium to make that happen. And I think long play, it makes sense. I think in the long term, it's going to make sense because the branding and the whole ecosystem of everything that I talk about all kind of overlaps anyway. So it just makes sense to have it in the one place. Anyway, just wanted to give you that update. And that's actually what prompted me to have this conversation with you all. Speaking of conversations, if you would like to continue the conversation, you can leave a comment down below in the YouTube if you are listening via YouTube. Otherwise, you can reach out to me on Instagram. Otherwise, we do have the opportunity to continue the conversation using SpeakPipe. And that's www.speakpipe.com/furtheryourlifestyle, where you can leave like a voicemail. I can listen to it and play it back in this podcast and answer your questions and integrate that into the actual episode. So if that's something you're interested in, please go ahead and do that. All the details are in the description below. Really do appreciate you being here. You have a wonderful day. Cheers.